Good morning. Today is a Tuesday in February, the 20th. It's a work day, everybody.
20th. No, it's not the 20th.
Okay, it's the 13th. It's still a work day, everybody.
It sure is.
It was interesting driving past the some of the governmental entities yesterday. Empty parking lots. So, is this a Sunday? But schools were open and all that. Now, school's out Monday?
Monday.
Only?
Yes, it's President's
week?
Day is Monday.
President's Week?
I don't know about week because
week.
I don't have children or grandchildren, so I, you know, I...
No, but you live by a school.
Sort of, yes.
Yeah, I drove by it about 10 minutes ago and didn't pay any attention, so...
But, you know, when you, on your way in, you know what today is?
Today is Drive the Samoa Bridge Day.
No, today is National Pancake Day. And it is
said with attitude.
Yes, and that's why we were talking about Bisquick.
Oh, that was the Bisquick connection.
And you know what else it is? It's National Kiss Day.
Is it?
Yes.
What did I put on the little cheat sheet there, Winston?
It's National Kiss Day.
Oh, I got Pancake Day.
You got the pancake. Yeah.
You ready for, you know what? Yes, that.
And I came up with some, too, so.
Okay, well, I'll see how you do with yours first.
Okay.
Why, when someone has been fooled, do we say that they've had the wool pulled over their eyes?
Well, let's see. A sheep in wool's clothing, perhaps? Or, you know, when you're fooled... From maybe you're disguising yourself, or maybe you had your cap pulled down too far over
now
your eyes.
Now you're getting closer.
And your cap is made out of wool.
Let me start with the first three words that might help you out.
Okay.
In British courts.
Yeah.
Comma.
British courts, they wear a wig, and it's made out of wool. And so if they weren't seeing the truth of whatever was presented to them in court, perhaps they had pulled the wool over their eyes and couldn't see the truth. How's that?
Pretty, a lot of words.
Well, you know, in I
British,
can keep going.
In British, no, that's all right. In British courts, both judges and attorneys wear wool wigs, a custom that originated in the 18th century. The judge's wig is larger than the lawyer's, so he's often called the big wig.
Oh.
This is a two for one. When a crafty lawyer wins at trial against all odds, it's as though the lawyer has blinded the judge with his own wig. It's said he has just had the wool pulled over his eyes.
Well, I am going to think of that every time
you see an old wig coming through the assembly line there.
Like,
yeah.
I've been
hoodwinked,
which is
probably a whole different story.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
So you said you found one? You throw it at me?
You know, since, you know, I'm in the recycling business as part of what I do.
But you're having to read this, so you
know
about it.
No, I'm having to read it because, well, I have to read it because I want to make sure I'm accurate.
Oh, so like today being the 13th instead of the 20th.
Right.
That hooks you up. Okay, fine.
Well, no, I want to make sure I get my number.
You want to just make sure it's Pancake Day day long. I know.
But I just wanted to ask you, what is your guess of how many, since we're having soda, how many are...
Bubbly water.
Bubbly water.
I did get accused of bringing in soda one time.
Well, you did.
Yeah, because it was a Pellegrini. Oh. I didn't realize that when I bought it, I thought it was just a...
Bubbly water.
Sparkling water from Sam.
Well, I would think that too.
I got corrected pretty directly.
Well, I would have thought that too, Brian. You're a good company. How many aluminum cans do you think you have an opportunity to recycle in your lifetime? This is just a normal lifetime.
Okay. Now, you're saying me or... No, average person.
Just average person.
So an average person probably... Well, okay. Maybe four cans a day? Water, soda, and beer? Let's go with that. So four times 28 times 50 is, what, 10,000? Times, let's say, 60... 3/4 of a million.
Well, 25,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
Who isn't drinking what they should be out there?
Well, I think people are using plastic containers nowadays. So maybe that's I think your math was sound, but we didn't function in the plastic.
I don't know too many beers that are purchased in plastic, though. Well, now maybe glass.
Glass beer isn't the only product that goes in the cans.
Well, no, sodas and waters.
Right. But anyway, so I thought that, I think that's
really, it. I overshot by that much?
Well, no, you had the 25, right?
That's like by 30 times. And maybe that's not even close.
Well, no, you just added one more zero, that's all.
If you ask me what the state capital was, I missed the continent on that one.
I think you did fine, Brian.
You're just worried about the first question here, aren't you?
But no, I think it kind of, you know, I thought I'd open by, you know, talking about, you know, what kind of opportunities people have.
Containers.
In containers that people are using. I know you've...
You are starting to drip into my mind. When I go to the store, I am looking at some of the containers.
Thank you.
And not seeing a lot of change. But I'm looking at, like, shapes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, squares, triangles. There's a salad dressing that I got. It's glass, but it's like a long triangle,
mm-hmm.
Or pyramid, I guess, long skinny. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, that's got to be a little bizarre. I mean, it shelves. I'm looking at it from a marketing point and a product point. You know, that's taking up all this airspace that is not productive. There's got to be a benefit to this thing somewhere. Same thing with circles instead of squares and all those types of things. But then the materials that are put inside of it. Is there more attention being put into the packaging now by manufacturers? Not necessarily recycling, but packaging in general?
It depends on what they... Oh, there's a lot of intention on packaging. Awful lot.
Intention or attention?
Attention, and it's intentional.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to pay attention and take the break, huh?
Yeah.
All right. The wittiness will continue.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 823. Solving the world's problems today with Linda Wise from Recology Humboldt. Container, you'd said that there's beginning to be recognition. At the consumer level, at the manufacturing level, at the distribution level, at the wholesale level, who's starting to recognize this stuff?
Well, as we're going on through life and we're finding that, in particular, plastics are becoming a problem, and so much of it is thrown away. There's coming to a point where, you know, something's got to be done.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Yeah. Because we in the United States don't really have domestic markets for a lot of the kind of plastics that are there. And new plastics are being developed every day. And
new additional or?
Yeah. Well, you know what you say? It's 1 through 7 plastic. You know, when they see that little triangle your plastics.
Yeah. Well, you said there's like, what, 63?
Well, there's 48,000 different kinds of plastics that are inside of those 1 through 7 and outside of that 1 through 7 number. So it's even, it's kind of like a zip code. Well, because it's unregulated.
Each country has its own standards?
No, it's because of the type of chemical it is. It's It's a, because they, when you change a plastic, you change the melting point. You change the ability to be able to use it in some other product. There's a lot of plastics that still have pretty good value, like the milk jugs, the plastic milk jugs. Although people, if you can use the glass ones, it's probably best, you know, the refillable ones that you can bring back. But plastic, those plastic kind of opaque kind of looking jugs.
Yeah.
That's really because there's no color in it. And
that's the issue.
That's the issue, is it color. You add color, that's a new chemical.
So the cap.
That's a different. That's a
may not be.
Yeah, it's a whole different kind of plastic. So they those milk jugs, we can find markets for them because they'll take them. It has no color. It can be made into like your detergent bottles, for instance, and then have color added to it. So that's how that happens. And then the detergent bottles have a value. And the soda bottles do too, but there's a whole bunch of different kinds of plastics. You see there that your products come in that it's very difficult to find markets for. Although we try to do it as much as possible, but at the Samoa plant, we actually have of everything that comes out of there that goes into the blue bin. We have a market for anywhere from 7 to 13 different kinds of commodities that you put in there. So that means that we have to select, you know, what's out there, you know. And
because of your capacity or because of the marketplace?
No, it's just what's in the marketplace. You can't think nothing. In order for something to be recyclable, it has to have a place to go. and once it gets there, something to do with it.
Yeah.
So that's herein the problem. So plastics are becoming a problem, and I had a nice little tidbit here. Again, I'll rely on my notes, but Americans use 2.5 million plastic bottles every 30 minutes, and most of them are thrown away rather than being recycled. So a good proportion of them don't make it into the recycle stream. And another good proportion of them go into the landfill. And landfill space is very difficult to have. And so it's best to find containers like glass and aluminum and metals that are easier to recycle. It takes a lot less time to recycle an aluminum can, a lot less energy an aluminum can than it does to recycle plastic.
So let's... We're standing in the laundry aisle.
Yeah.
Okay. And we've got all the different colors and all the different sizes of the various national brands.
Uh-huh.
And they've got the spouts at each end. So we're going with the larger sizes instead of the single bottle. Is there any difference whether it's a green or a yellow or an orange or a blue or green or any of those things? Do those colors make a difference in whether or not it's recyclable?
Not... In detergent bottles. But if you're making a choice about what container to put, remember, Brian, when we were little and
detergent, playing the age card.
Yeah. And detergent came in a powder.
It came in a box.
And it came in a box. What's wrong with that?
I think mom, all.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they make all anymore.
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was, in the box and you mm-hmm. you know, the little alligator mouth and the... On the side, as you open up the whole end and you pour in whatever did the scooper.
Yeah, and I don't know
why. Can you buy those anymore?
Yes, you can. You can buy powdered detergent. I don't know what made the shift from people going from powdered to liquid. And
probably prettier looking.
Maybe. And also nowadays, there's people that are coming out with products where you can buy detergent in like sheets. They look like sheets. It dissolves in your washing machine.
How weird! I was just thinking, you know, as you have the little pod pocket things for your dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
What not for the clothing washer?
Yeah, well, they do have them.
Do they?
Yeah.
Locally?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I have a little conversational question during the commercial break.
Okay.
It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back talking shop this morning with Linda Wise from Recology Humboldt. The concept of purchasing, obviously, is what's going to be driving the marketplace on the consumer level, as long as there's an option. You know, I don't think too many people are going to stomp their feet and say, I want in this kind of container. You know, they'll go with best case as far as they see it. If bulk food or the larger, I guess the Costco size concept, does that, if a community starts purchasing at that level rather than maybe the super small convenient size, you know, the individual size, would that make any kind of an impact at all on the waste stream?
It depends on what the size of your family is, I think, is what I would say. I think what really has the impact on the amount of waste a person produces is understanding what your needs are. Oftentimes, when you're on my side of the can, you see that people buy more than they need. I do it, too. All of us do. I mean, when you go and you see, oh, my gosh, you know, Thomasville is having a sale on sausage,
I thought you were going English muffins.
Yeah. You know, and you put a bunch of stuff in the freezer and you forget it's there and then it becomes too freezer burned to eat. But I think, you know, it's important.
I have kids. That's not a factor.
No.
Either have been in there that long or even if it comes out with a little bit of freezer burn, we still kind of figure out what we can do something with.
Yeah. But I think it's a factor of buy what you need and what you're going to eat and be mindful of and plan, you know, planning what you're going to eat.
Well, the European model would be one. I think a lot of people are very, I can't say nostalgic because most of us haven't gone through it, but the concept, you go to the grocery store 2 or 3 times a week. Well, a lot of us don't have that time or feel like we don't have that time available to go 2 or 3 times a week. So we buy bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like those tubs of the lettuce. You know, you got the bag, or you got the real thing. Then you got the bag that's been kind of chewed up a little bit. Then you got the medium-sized bag, and then you got the container.
Yeah.
And they all seem to have their almost the same amount of shelf space. So you know they're selling as many of the big ones as they are the small ones. And you know, towards the end, sometimes things get a little, you know, you have to pick through them.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, just think about like you said, with the European model, you know, also too, I think maybe making generalizations, but I think, you know, that Americans, we tend to be a little bit more overweight, and maybe because we feel like we have to eat everything that we bought. Clean your plate. But I think it's important to plan your meals, plan what you're going to eat, and you know, buy fresh things because, you know, you're supporting stuff that's local and not having to be trucked in here. I think that they wouldn't be coming in packaging, those kind of things. But
are we getting more smart about that stuff?
I hope so.
Yeah,
I mean, know
you guys, you guys would see it at the plant.
Yeah. Yeah. One would hope so. I think that there's definitely more mindfulness around waste of food and that kind of thing right now. It's because, you know, we've been talking about SB 1383 for quite a while. which is the organics.
Are we coming up on the 10-year anniversary of that passage?
That was 2016, right? So, but that has the community, which this part of that I'm not involved in, but the community did has been working on food recovery, so that you know they can get some of the extra food that's out there to people who need it.
Yeah, the I think Chase Center, where the Warriors play. Mm-hmm. You still got to have the hot dogs ready mm-hmm. when people come up for the hot dog. And then at the end, the leftovers, and they give them through, I think it's food pantries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
because you can't sell it.
No.
And you don't want to throw it away because that seems like a terrible waste.
Yeah. I imagine that that's made a large difference because from what I understand, more people are utilizing the pantries now than they have. And
I thought you were going to make a reference about hanging out around the Chase Center
or
San Francisco in general.
I don't have time to go down there. But, but you know, you might ask the, you know, Food for People at some point, you know, what that, you know, how that's changed them. But I think people are being more mindful about, you know, in particular having to do with food.
With 1383, will there be a relaxation of those rules and those standards? Because my understanding before was if it was made, you couldn't sell it, you couldn't store it, and you couldn't give it away either.
Well, those are with the health department rules. I'm not sure about that. I mean, I can't speak to that because I'm not on that end of it. You certainly can't be taking any of this food that I collect and have it put back out there.
No.
So,
for the agricultural communities? You know, for the pigs. I don't know what eats the zoos. You know, things of that nature. Are you able to, or is that stuff so far gone that it's not?
No. What the hope is to eventually compost that material, and
because it's already kind of started on its own,
right?
Okay.
So and food waste compost is beautiful. It is. I know that people have been able to enjoy some of the free. It's not free, but the donated compost material that Recology's brought up for the last couple of years. We have a compost giveaway it's with Food for People. That we do every now and then. And we'll be doing another one coming up here in March, I believe. I'm not sure of the date yet. But
does food composting smell?
I'm sure it does. I mean, everything has a smell. But whether I think smell is objective sometimes.
Okay, let's say
properly. I don't think
over the top.
I don't think it's smellier than garbage. So
That's not like we're jumping up and down.
No.
Applauding.
I think that it certainly has to be done correctly, and there have to be some controls put in, but it
maybe
is...
there's a, like, not a disinfectant, but some kind of a...
There's like...
odor reduction
mechanisms. Yeah, there's engineering that goes into reducing that, but overall, food waste compost is... composting food waste is better for the environment. It's better than than landfilling. It's better than, and it also helps with.
Is it better than Miracle-Gro? That's what people are asking.
It is. Actually, it brings more moisture to the soils, and I tell you what, all the feedback I have ever gotten from the compost that we've brought up here that we've done from food waste and other areas is that compost is like magic. I mean, it wakes up your plants like in 2 weeks, you know, and off it goes. And
so you guys going to have a retail yard?
Well, the plan is eventually someday in Humboldt County something like that can happen. But
or somebody else could pick that up.
Infrastructure has got to be put into place first. So.
Yeah, because I would think the demand is there, not because the marijuana industry specifically, but just we have green space. People have gardens.
Yeah.
Here, far more than they do in some of the metropolitan areas, I would think that maybe there could be a test market for this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'd invite your listeners, if they hear about that giveaway, to go and try a bucket of it.
Now, how would they ever hear about it?
Well, There's usually a blast through Food for People and Us on our Facebook pages. And a lot of times the material is gone well before the end of the event because people have, the word has gone around that it's so nice. But it's
so
brought
that
in 80 yards.
That means
last
that year. We need to have more food thrown away so we can have more compost.
Not yet. Let's get a compost facility first.
Fair enough. Fair enough. KINS, News and Information Time. Just trying to make your life smoother. It's 844.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Linda Wise from Recology Humboldt. So you had styrofoam? Was that?
Oh, yeah. I was going to.
Some massive
amount
of styrofoam?
I gave you this massive number about glass. There's so many people in a lot of areas in Humboldt County still have recycling as an option to their service. It doesn't automatically come with garbage service. So people don't elect to have it, but there's so many opportunities to recycle things. And if they don't have it, here's what happens is here's a fact that more than 28 billion glass bottles and jars go to landfills every year. And that's enough to fill 2 Empire State Buildings every 3 weeks.
And
what
do
you think of that?
That's just America?
That's America. And so that's kind of that's mind-blowing because it's an opportunity there where people could, they could recycle, they could do the right thing and recycle glass.
So it's putting it in the landfill. Just put it in blue? Well,
and put it in a blue container, and
that takes care of
that. And oftentimes, it costs less to recycle than it does to landfill things. So, if they got a can that an extra can, like in the county, it might be $5-6 for an extra can for that. They might be able to reduce their garbage can size, and it's a wash and it's a zero, and they're doing a good thing for making sure that they're not throwing away glass, something that can be made into another product. And the thing about styrofoam, here's what I was going to say about styrofoam. Polystyrene, those little packing peanut things that drive you crazy, stick to your fingers. It never decomposes. And that the world produces more than 14 million tons of polystyrene every year.
Never decomposes?
Never.
You can't burn it or do anything?
Well, I'm talking about it doesn't break down. It doesn't
naturally.
Yeah. It doesn't decompose. You can't make, yeah.
Can you reutilize the stuff?
Well, yeah. There were at some point, but it's bulky, so storage of that material right. can be pretty problematic.
And pulling it out, it's probably a lot of them are contaminated.
It's just very, and I know that polystyrene has a recycling symbol in it. It's not recyclable.
Now, is that the same one, the same material, or is there a continuum to the styrofoam? I think it's some of the packing material that you get, for electronic gear.
Right.
It comes in, and some of it's the foam. Okay. Some of it is that preformed white styrofoam.
None of it's recyclable.
Huh. You'd think that there'd be something that could be done with that. I don't know what.
Yeah.
But something.
Well, if there was producer responsibility for that stuff, like the people that make it and the people who use it for packaging, if there was some front-end responsibility, and then maybe a technology or some kind of industry could be formed around dealing with that.
I would think just a free market would say, okay, look, our product is less expensive, isn't the green stamp or whatever gets put on the container, et cetera, et cetera. You have 5 or 6 different compelling reasons why to use this instead of that, and it's cheaper, if that's possible. But what about those airbags? I know they're not airbags, but those little puffy things that kind of look like buns.
They're film. It's film plastic, which is not recyclable.
But there's less volume.
There's less volume. Less volume. But yeah.
What about the bubble wrap?
It's not recyclable.
So all it has is recreational.
Yeah.
Characteristics.
Right. That's right. I remember how novel that was when I was a kid when that stuff came out.
Oh, but I'll tell you how stupid I am.
I think
there's an app that you can do and just go pop, 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 pop.
You know, when we were kids, I remember things getting packaged in old newspaper or hay. Remember her straw?
Hay.
Yeah, things.
Where'd
like
you
that.
Grow up that they were using hay?
Well, straw, I should say. You know, so.
Other than the barn.
Yeah. Probably.
If folks want to do any kind of research on this stuff, where do you go to find out more?
It's not hard to find. I mean, you can certainly go in, you know, there's books about it.
Just a basic Google search would do it?
And Google searching things. And there are, like, the North American recycling, there's lots of agencies and nonprofits that deal with this.
So just look under recycling?
Look under waste reduction. Look
no, okay,
waste.
If we're going old school,
yeah,
look that up in your Funkin' Wagnalls.
Right.
See everybody tomorrow.